Hey y'all, come on in and take a seat as we dive into lack of knowledge. Have you ever read a social media post that contained complete nonsense? Have you ever been triggered by a post and went to the comments to reply? Have you ever engaged in a disagreement regarding a topic that you knew information about while the other person did not know any factual information? Have you ever felt the need to clear the air, so to say, regarding false information? Let's talk. Earlier this week, I encountered a woman who told me she had suffered from a CVA, aka a stroke, in 2022, which led to her physician finding a brain aneurysm on her brain scan. She proceeded to tell me that she requested a follow-up brain scan this year and the aneurysm had disappeared. She asked me if I believed that a brain aneurysm could disappear spontaneously, and I told her yes. She proceeded to tell me how her chiropractor had given her two substances and instructed her to take those for 1 year. She explained how she believed taking those two substances had healed her. When she was done speaking, I instantly asked her if she believed in God, to which she responded, yes, and followed up with a lengthy explanation. This grieved my spirit and brought me to tears, as I am sure that this woman had told so many people how those substances had healed her instead of the God that she claimed to know, love, and serve. Being a healthcare professional, I desire for you to know four things. A brain aneurysm is a weakening of a blood vessel wall within the brain. Brain aneurysms rarely resolve spontaneously. Chiropractors focus on treatment of musculoskeletal system disorders, which is the muscles and the bones. And neurologists and neurosurgeons specialize in the treatment of the central nervous system disorders, which include the brain. With that information that I've just told you can infer that the woman's statements were not factual. In her elaboration regarding knowing God, she stated, God sends things through people. So those medications were sent from God to my doctor to me. That statement grieved my spirit even more, as this woman truly thought that God needed to use a man and substances to heal her. But I did not negate anything she said, but I did shift the focus off of the man and onto God. Imagine the all-powerful God not receiving credit for a miracle he had performed for someone who claimed to know him. Just imagine. I prayed about this incident as I began to wind down for my day that night, and God said, "My people perish for lack of knowledge," which is found in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. As I studied that verse, God provided me with revelation that I desire to share with you. Let's get into it. According to Oxford Languages, knowledge is defined as facts, information, and skills acquired by a person via experience or education. Knowledge can also be defined as the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject. Simply put, knowledge is the understanding of a subject matter. According to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7 states that the Lord hides away sound, godly wisdom and stores it up for the righteous. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 15 states, the heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3 informs us that all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge and enlightenment are stored up and hidden in Jesus. From these verses alone, one can conclude that knowledge, understanding, and wisdom are divine treasures of Jesus and abide within Jesus. These treasures are reserved for those who live upright before Jesus and are revealed to the upright through relationship with Jesus. Matter of fact, Jesus is knowledge. So when Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 states people perish for lack of knowledge, one can also say that people are destroyed due to the lack of Jesus. When I received this revelation, I began to laugh. I laughed because it was sort of a duh type of moment. My friend always reminds me that people are not on the same level as I am in regards to my walk with God. And on that day in particular, I began to completely agree with her. For anyone can claim to know God, love God, and serve God, Anyone can attempt to portray an image as if they are righteous and living for God, which is a form of godliness that is mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 5. But if you are in relationship with Jesus and Holy Spirit abides within you, you will be able to distinguish when someone is operating in a form of godliness. I cannot attest to this woman's relationship with God, but I do know God to be a healer and miracle working God, according to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and Psalm chapter 77, verse 14. I do know that God is God all by himself, and there is no one like him, according to Isaiah chapter 45, verses 5 and 6. I do know that God uses man, but is self-sufficient, according to Acts chapter 17, verse 25. I know God. And from what this woman said during our conversation, it will be safe for me to assume that although she claimed to know God, she lacked knowledge. In these types of conversations, when we know the truth, we must keep in mind 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 23 through 26, which states, "Don't get into foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. A servant of the Lord must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants." I was proud when I read those verses that night because I did feel the need to defend God, so to say. But my friend, it is not our responsibility to defend God or prove a point. It is our responsibility to either plant a seed or water a seed. Because only God can make a seed grow, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. I encourage you on today to get to know Jesus intimately. I encourage you to live an upright life before him. I encourage you to study your Bible as Paul advises in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. If you would like to read this blog post, head on over to realtalkwithkeevy.com and read all about it. Bye.